All right, welcome to Lecture 2 in the 2014-15 school year of history at our house, in which we will be studying American history. And we are returning to our first topic. Our first thing that we're discussing is kind of the subject of why we study history and what it is. We haven't really quite talked about that yet, but I'm going to tell you a little bit more of what I think history is. Even though most people think they know, I don't think they know quite right what it is. So I'm going to help you to know what it is that history is, what we're going to study. We're going to just kind of start to get into a little bit of something that has to do with American history, which is what we're studying this year. Like I said, this topic right now is you are here. And I asked you to think about that by asking you the question, where am I? And so yesterday you guys turned your minds to that and sent me your answers. And let me start by saying thank you. The answers were fantastic. Good job on the homework, everybody. It was wonderful. And most people, it was exactly what I needed. You see, remember what I was telling you the other day about Socrates. Socrates said, you have to learn by asking questions. You have to teach by asking questions. Actually, that was part of his secret was, you get to teach by asking questions, but you also get to learn. That's part of my secret is, I get to learn so much by teaching, which is super fun. I got to learn an amazing amount from your answers. So thank you. Most people said, which is completely fine, they described, where I am. They said, well, I'm at a desk. I'm at a table in my room. I am in a particular city. So they described the place that they are. And you know what? When somebody asks you, where are you? That's what you would do, right? Normally, you would just kind of look around and name the place that you are. So that's what I expected to see. And of course, I got some sillier answers because yesterday, Mr. Powell showed you a photograph. Well, not a photograph, but a made up image of the galaxy. So people were starting to have fun with kind of coming up with answers about, I'm on Earth, I'm in the Milky Way galaxy, and stuff like that. All right, so those were kind of cute answers that you probably wouldn't have thought of unless I gave you the suggestion. But anyway, there were some answers that I got that I did not expect that were really wonderful, really surprising, and I was so impressed by some of these answers that I got, and I wanted to share some of them with you because I think they're very useful. And they're helpful to all of us. They're helpful to me, so I think they might be helpful to you too, to see how other people said, this is where I am. And that way maybe you can start to think of it too. So let me start by saying one of the things that Henry wrote. So not Patrick Henry, the other one. What Henry wrote was, he said, one of the things he wrote, because he wrote a lot of good things. He wrote, I am in a house that is 97 years old. Now that was an interesting answer, because when you look around, it's obvious that you're in a house. Just about anybody can say that. But what Henry is saying with his answer is specifically that the place that he is special in a certain way. And that he knows it and he feels that as he's in his house, that it is 97 years old. Which is pretty cool, right? Most houses are not that old. Some are older actually, but most are not. But the point is, that's a way of thinking about where you are. How old is that house that you're in? How new is it? What kind of place is it, right? So thank you, Henry, for that, because that was an interesting way of taking the idea that you're in a house, but saying more about it and thinking more about it. So now Nemo also said something really wonderful. Listen to what Nemo wrote. Nemo wrote, I am at, see if you can figure this one out, 49 degrees north, 121 degrees west. Now, he said it more, even more specifically than that. But, you know, I'm gonna make it simpler for you guys. So, what was he saying? Does anybody know what that means? Who else? Maybe Nemo will have to explain it to us. Can anybody else kind of, does everybody understand what Nemo's saying there? Jack, what does that mean?
Longitude and latitude.
Longitude and latitude. Right. So now let me share my desktop with you guys and show you what that means, what Nemo was saying. And we can all find out where Nemo is. This is really cool. So, hey, wait a minute. That strikes me as funny because there's a movie called Finding Nemo. And we are about to find Nemo too. Ha 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 ha. Okay. Share my desktop. Now, yesterday, sharing my desktop did not work well. So I hope that it's going to work better today. If you are on the recording, I sincerely hope that this works. And if it doesn't, I'm going to keep doing as much as I can to make sure that it does. But here's a map of the world. Does everybody recognize that? Different places, right? But what's great about this map is it's kind of simple. It's all the land is gray. And then there's these lines where people have divided up the world into, that's called a reference frame or a way of measuring things. So Nemo said, I'm going to go and get my something called an annotation tool. Just a second here. I'm going to annotate with a beautiful purple color. So Nemo said, I am at 49 degrees north. Okay, here we go. 49 degrees north is going to be about here. Oh, I don't want it to be black. Oh, there, it's pink. Okay. And 121 west. Give me another one, please. Here we go. It's going to give me another line. So where those come together is where Nemo is. Isn't that cool how he was able to tell us where he is and he knows that? So that's a scientific way of knowing where you are. Amazing. Thank you, Nemo. That was a really good explanation. That has to do with the science of geography, which is one of the sciences that helps us to know more about where we are. And it's... Yeah, and so it's really important, and it's also connected to history because we need to know where we are. So actually, you know what I'm going to do for fun? I'm going to show Patrick and me where we are here. I'm going to help Patrick to see where we are. So this is where I am. I'm going to give you an approximate. It's probably not going to be perfect, but my coordinates are about this. All right, not perfect, right? So my coordinates are more about ours, Patrick. We are more at about 30 degrees north and about 95 degrees west. That's more where we are. Mm-hmm. Cool, huh? So you can tell how far away Nemo is from us and so on, right? And so anyway, so that was a cool way. Now the last one I want to share with you, I'm going to stop annotating and stop sharing just so we see what happens with the screen and everything and make experiments with WebEx. So the last one I want to share with you was a student who told me the following. I am, so everybody kind of started their answer with I am, right? Where are we? So the person said, I am, and listen to what this person said. She said, I am 19 minutes away from my best friend. Isn't that an interesting answer?
Pretty.
Well, I said, where are you? Yeah, what do you think, Patrick?
I think that's pretty interesting.
That's pretty interesting. What would you say? How many minutes away are you from your best friend, do you think, if we get in the car?
Well, if I get in the car, I would say 19 or 20.
Yeah, less, actually. No, your best friend, Jason, is closer than that. You're only about 8 minutes away from your best friend. But you know what I mean? So what an interesting answer. A way of thinking about where you are that's connected to what? What did this person add to the idea of where she is? not really add, actually. I want to know, I want to say this. She didn't really add anything. What she said, what she saw about where she is. Right? That's a true thing. She didn't add it. She didn't make it. It's just, it's something that she noticed. She is where she is, 19 minutes away from her best friend. Isn't that cool? So what is that? I would call that values. You know, her best friend is a value, right? Something that's important to her. Somebody that she likes. So look at that. When you can answer the question, where am I? And it has to do not just with your location, but with something else that you can't see. It's not like looking around in a room and looking at the walls. It's something that you can't see. And I thought that was a really great answer because it gets us closer to what I want you guys to know about history. Back to history, right? This is a history class. All right, Mr. Powell, all this stuff about where we are, fine, but can you please help us to see more clearly? What does that have to do with history? Well, what I want to introduce you to is the idea that history is a way of knowing where you are. History is a way of looking at the world that you live in and seeing it in a new way, seeing it more deeply. You know, I want to take that example again from the student that said she's 19 minutes away from her friend. Here's another example of seeing more than is obvious. If you look around you and you say, I am in my house, that's pretty simple. But here's something a little bit more interesting and complicated. What if you answer, I am in my home? What just happened there? Is that the same thing? Is the house, is the idea of a house the same as the idea of a home? Is that the same thing to you? What do you guys think?
To me, not so much.
Not so much. Patrick doesn't think so. Abby, what about you?
I think that they're different.
They're different. In what way? What's different?
A house is just the place that you live in and a structure that gives you shelter.
Mm-hmm.
But a home is a place where you belong.
Oh, nicely put. Right. So a house is a structure, but a home is a structure where you belong. How interesting. So that's not the same thing. The idea of a home is more important than just the idea of a house. Right? So when you think, where am I? You're in your home. That's a deeper way of looking at the walls, isn't it? The walls are just there. They're just physical. But your home is where your family is. Right? It's an important place. It's not just a place. It's an important place. All right. So back to history again. History is like that too. History is a way of seeing the world in a non-obvious way, not just the physical stuff, not just the walls, not just the structures, but more like what Henry was able to see that it came from somewhere, that somebody made it, maybe how old it is, how it was made, who did it. It's a way of seeing more than is visible. Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's a way of seeing more than is visible. But how do you do that? Normally, when you see, you have to use your eyes. But you can't see more than is visible using your eyes, right? So history is a way of seeing more than is visible. History is a way of seeing the world by looking at its past. Okay, let's slow down right there because that's an interesting one. That's, you know, most people know that, but for some people here, that might be new. Is that the first time you've heard that, Patrick?
I didn't hear what you said.
Okay, listen one more time closely. History is a way of looking at the world by looking at its past. Mm-hmm. Looking at the past. Did you ever know that about history before?
Yeah. Well, it seems new to me.
Right.
But
I think
it's
it is.
Kind of.
Yeah, right. I think that's what it is for some of you here, is that it was, it's probably something that you kind of sort of knew, but maybe you didn't have, you hadn't named it before. Some of you evidently have been here before, you have more experience, you know more, so. All right, so you probably knew that, that most people would say, this is the definition that most people would give of history. And you know what? Just for the sake of doing a visual, which is helpful, I'm going to type this. I'm going to type this on the screen. Okay? So, history, let's type it like this, is the study of the past. I'm going to put a little special symbol over there next to that. Okay, I want to ask you guys quickly, did that show up as I was typing it, or did it only show up after I typed it? Rosetta, can you tell me, please?
Yeah, it happened after you typed it.
After I typed it. Okay, good. Thank you for letting me know. All right, so hopefully that will show up on everybody's screen. So, history is the study of the past. That's what most people think. Ha-ha! Guess what? Drum roll. I don't think so. What? What? I don't like that definition. I think that if you do it right, that's not what history is. Sigourney has a question or thought about that. Sigourney, go ahead.
The important things of the past.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know what, Sigourney? That, I think, is a better answer, and that's an answer that I used to give, but I think I have an even better answer now. Sigourney said, history is the study of the important things in the past. And yes, Mr. Powell has often, in the past, said that history is the study of the important things in the past. All right, but now he's going to say something else. Wyatt, Henry, go ahead.
This is Wyatt. History is the study of the future.
Wow, why do you say that? That's interesting.
Because what goes on is that right now, we are kind of going through that same process. People aren't learning from history.
Oh, so you mean that history is going to repeat itself?
Well, you can learn from history.
Mm-hmm.
And turn what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, oh wow, that's really true, Wyatt, and that's excellent. And you're partway to the answer that I want to give. I'm going to give Nemo a chance to kind of chime in here. Go ahead, Nemo. Oh, Nemo, did you want to chime in?
Yes. Go ahead. History is a study of the past, but there's a plethora of information.
No, that's true, too, which is what leads to the need to study only the things that are important. That's absolutely true. But here, I'm going to go one step further now. Okay? So I've been thinking about this, and I want to give you a different definition and make you think about it this way. Okay? So I'm going to have to type it, and then it's going to appear magically on your screen, I suppose. Okay? So here we go. This is, I'm going to put, if you do it right. Okay? Now I'm going to type the real definition of history. History is the study. I'm going to read it and say it and type it at the same time. History is the study of the world we live in by looking at how it came to be that way. Now, why do I think this is an important idea? Why do I think that this is better than saying history is the study of the past? See, when people think that history is about the past, Guess what happens? Anybody have any thoughts about why that's going to create a problem? Rosetta, go ahead. Yeah, where do we live? Where do we live? In the present. We live right now. Do we live in the past? No. No, that has already happened. We are not there now. We are here now. We are here now. So we live in the world. We're living in this world right now in the present. So why would we be interested in the past? We don't live there. Now, the thing is, the world that we live in did come to be because of things that happened in the past. So if we study the past properly, what we do is we study things that happened and find out that that's how we got where we are. And so what happens is we get to look around at the world just like Henry was looking at his house, and we get to see more about it. We get to see more than just the walls of our house. We get to see things that are more interesting than that. We get to see things that are not visible. Let me give you some examples from history. Let's try. Once again, I'm going to share this application with you guys. Hopefully it will appear to everybody, including on the recording. Your sharing application now, and non-grade windows are... Okay, don't tell me that again. All right, so I'm clicking on this and hoping desperately that it will be visible to everybody on the recordings. And I'm going to tell you guys about two things from the past. And maybe I shouldn't have put this right on there. But here is something that happened in the past. The first image at the top. Just try to pay attention only to that one at the top. Can I zoom in more? Yes, I can. Ooh. Let's make it even bigger. Whoa! Careful. It's too big. All right. I think that will be even nicer. Let's see if I can... Can I pan across? Yeah, there we go. Okay. There's one. All right. At the top of your screen there. So... the world you live in is the way that it is because of what happened in this picture. Does that make sense to you? Does that sound interesting to you? Let me tell you what's happening in this picture, in this painting. What's happening is the guys on the left are warriors. They are lords. And they have rebelled against this guy over here on the right, who is the king. And they have written a document that is right here on the table. And you can see how he's looking at the king, and he's saying, take this pen and sign it. Or else. And the or else part means we're going to kill you if you don't do it, actually. Which doesn't sound nice, I know, but it happens a lot in history. So really, these guys are angry with each other, and they're telling him, take this and sign it. You're the king, and you have to sign it. So what they're saying to him is, we have some rules that we expect you to follow from now on. You, the king, are not above the law. These rules that we're making, these are laws, and you have to follow them too. Now, what does that have to do with the world that we live in? Does everybody here live under a king? Does anybody here have to fight against kings and force them to sign stuff? Not anymore. Not anymore. Do you know why? Because of these guys. But also because of these guys. I'm not going to show you the title of it just underneath yet. But I will in just a second. Because these guys were also Englishmen who rebelled against their king. But they said, having fights with the king all the time is not good enough. Having fights with the king is not good enough. In fact, the better way to live life in this world we live in is to not have a king at all. To not have a king at all. So they made a document called the Declaration of Independence, which we will learn about this year, and created a whole new country where there is no king. Does anybody know what country I'm referring to? Perhaps there is some connection we are going to draw to history here. Jeremy.
America.
America, which is short for the United States of America. That's what this picture shows. It shows some Englishmen making a new country called the United States of America. So, these guys rebelled against their king. They were Englishmen who fought against their king. And then later on, in 1776, as it turns out, these guys did it too, but they did an even better job. And they said, from now on, we're not going to have kings. And that's the world that we live in now. No king. Now, there still are kings in some parts of the world and stuff like that, okay. But in the United States, there's no king. The United States has a kind of government that is called a republic. And we're going to learn about what that means this year. That's something that's super important. And I'm going to tell you one thing about a republic that is amazing, that you may not know yet, and that is connected to your life and the world that you live in right now. In a republic, you can homeschool. Now, you may have never thought of that before, and you may not realize that homeschooling is something special and different, that right now the fact that Mr. Powell is talking and you're listening and you're sitting in your living room or in your kitchen and you're listening to me talk, that is somehow special. It is special. And let me tell you that if you tried to do what we are doing right now in Germany, guess what would happen? Does anybody have any idea what would happen if you tried to do what we are doing right now in a country that everybody thinks is pretty nice and everything, and they got really fast cars and nice things there too, right? But it's not a republic. So guess what happens if you homeschool in Germany? Abby, do you know what happens?
I think the parents get put in jail, right?
Your parents would get put in jail. And the government would come and take you and force you to go into a public school and live with someone else. Can you believe that? If you tried to homeschool in Germany, the government would arrest your parents, take you away from them, and put you in a public school for the rest of your life. Now, wow. Because of this thing that happened, that looks like it happened in the past. That looks like it's something about the past. But is that true? Is that all that it is? Is that all? Oh, hold on. Oh. Oh my gosh. This is awful. I've accidentally muted myself. And now I don't know how to undo it. Oh. Just a sec. I'm sorry. I accidentally muted myself.
Again.
All right. It's this WebEx thing has a funny button. The muting button is right next to the sharing button. So if you accidentally click in the wrong place, you end up muting yourself. Silly. But sorry, that stopped me from saying this crucial thing that I wanted to say. Is that event from the past, is that just the past? It's not just about the past. Of course not. That event about the past is about the world that we live in. People did things, and they changed the world into the place that we live in. And in that particular case, they did an amazing positive thing. And guess what? The founding fathers of the United States were also homeschooled. Congratulations to them. That's a good sign, isn't it? If they were smart enough to give us these rights, protect us, and make an amazing kind of government called a republic, and they were homeschooled, that's a pretty good sign. You guys are getting homeschooled. That is a pretty good connection right there, too. All right. So, history is not just about the past. That's only half of the story. History is about the world we live in. We look at the past in order to understand the world we live in. History is about making the connection between the past and the present. All right. Well, that is all we have time for today. Does anybody want to ask a question or make a comment about what we talked about today? History is about the world we live in. All right, tomorrow I'm going to start talking about that world we live in, what it's like, and help you to see some fascinating things about it. We live in a unique time. We live in an amazing place. And we're going to start learning more about that tomorrow. All right. Thanks, everybody. I look forward to it. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.